The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March the 6th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 143rd episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. Now, this is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Evening Standard ran a piece on how Shakespeare's Globe is bringing The Taming of the Shrew to teens to explore gender and identity questions. This is a stripped-down 100-minute production. The Star ran a story on two female-driven productions of Hamlet and King Lear coming to Toronto by Why Not Theatre and Shakespeare in Hyde Park, respectively. Both productions will run next month in Toronto, Canada. WESA, the public radio station out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, ran an interesting piece on a new project aiming to shed light on the English theater scene before Shakespeare, called, not ironically enough, Before Shakespeare. Staten Island Live previewed the upcoming production of Twelfth Night by Staten Island Shakespeare in New York State, which is set aboard a cruise ship in the late 1970s sitcom universe, which is filled with disco, polyester, 50s nostalgia, and other touchstones of the era. In other words, kind of like The Love Boat. The guys over at No Holds Barred released their latest podcast titled Men's Eyes Were Made to Look and Let Them Gaze. The Daily Mail reported on the Shakespeare Institute's official Twitter feed being hacked and sending followers to links on porn sites. I suspect Falstaff. Pink News previewed the upcoming National Theatre production of As You Like It with a personal fave, Tasman Grieg. They're calling it a lesbian twist as she is playing Malvolia. This could be cool, no? Wicked Local previewed the production of Twelfth Night by All the World's a Stage Players, coming at the end of the month in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. And finally, we have some reviews of the latest production from Australia's Bell Shakespeare. The Sydney Morning Herald in Australia reviewed Richard III by Bell Shakespeare at the Sydney Opera House, with Kate Mulvaney as a female Richard, calling it compelling. The Guardian also reviewed the production, running through April the 1st, after which it will tour Australia, calling Mulvaney's performance astonishing, and The Australian also reviewed it, calling the lead performance fascinating. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On February 28, 1923, Charles Durning was born. He was an American actor who got his first break when Joe Papp cast him in a bit part for Shakespeare in the Park in 1962. March the 1st is St. David's Day, a national day of celebration in Wales, which is mentioned in Henry V. On March the 2nd, 1316, Robert II of Scotland was born, an ancestor of the future King James I of England, and thus King James VI of Scotland. According to legend, he was a descendant on his father's side of Fleance, the son of Banquo from the play Macbeth. On March the 3rd, 1592, the first part of Henry VI was first performed at the Rose Theatre, at least according to the diary of Philip Henslow. Also on this date, in 1793, English actor William MacCready was born. Known for his Shakespearean roles, he toured the U.S. in the early 1840s to great success. However, a tour in 1849 resulted in riots at the Astor Place Theater, also known as the Shakespeare Riots. On March the 4th, Phoebe Cates married Kevin Kline, an American actor who has done his share of Shakespeare from Richard III, Much Ado, Henry V, Falstaff in Henry IV Part 1, and of course Hamlet. On March the 5th, 1324, David II Bruce, King of Scots, was born. He was a descendant of the historical Duncan, who was killed by Macbeth. On March the 6th, 1600 is the first recorded performance of the first part of Henry IV at court, though it undoubtedly had an earlier performance, maybe even as early as 1597. And that, my friends, was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending March the 6th, 2017. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.